and receive and be made free with us today. Come and restore your heart and soul with us today. Hunger for the precious bread of life. Come all who thirst, drink of the living water. Come to God's life and be revived with us today. Come be transformed by the Lord of Lords with us today. Come worship with us as we lift the Savior up. Here at God's life, experience life in Christ. Experience life in Christ at God's Life.
Welcome to God's Life Christian Church here on the beaches of Kapalina in Oahu, Hawaii. This is an awesome and a beautiful and a wonderful day that God has made for you and for me to get it right with Him and to move in a more acceptable attitude of gratitude in our worship and in our living. So as we've been talking about this series on holy living, whether you're watching on the East Coast or the West Coast, or listening in the lands down under, or right here in the Hawaii chain of islands, we invite you, come let us go to the throne of grace and let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we're so grateful and appreciative and thankful, Lord God, for another day to get it right with you. Another day to learn, Father God, and to internalize, Father God, that we're to be holy as you are holy. So, Father, we pray that this word of truth would penetrate our heart, Lord God, and bring about transformation and change, Father God, that holy living is an acceptable response to God. Father, you've given us so much, Lord. May we respond, Lord, to the abundant blessings that you've poured into our lives, God, with a heart of humility, a heart of gratitude, a heart that lives holy as you are holy, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for working in us, Father God, through this word of truth, that we would be a people that would return and glorify your name. But we return when we see the blessings, that we return when we're cleansed, that we return when we know, Lord, you have intervened in our lives and give you thanks and praise without shame, God, but with thanksgiving, Father God, because we know we could not have done it ourselves and neither could any man. And only you in your grace and mercy has lavished such wonderful benefits upon us. So we thank you for this word of truth, Lord. We ask you to use your manservant, Bishop Calvin Bethea, Lord God. Have your way in him, Father God, as he rightly divides this word of truth. Holy living is an acceptable response to God. Father, oh Lord, my God, have your way, Lord, and illuminate our understanding, God, that we would respond appropriately. We respond acceptably, my God, to you and what you do in our lives, God, that we don't take it lightly, Lord, for granted, Lord God, but we acknowledge, Lord God, it is of the blessings of the Lord that we are not consumed, because your mercy and your compassions, they fail not. Every good gift, Lord God, that you give to us, you require a response. And so we thank you, Father God, that he's going to share with us how to respond acceptably to you in holy living and a holy lifestyle. We ask all these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we bless you, we praise you, we thank you, Lord, for this is a day that you have made. We thank you, Lord, for the prayers. We thank you, Lord, for the people, Lord, who are desiring to grow in you and to live holy. We bless the Lord today. We want to continue our teaching on holy living. And today we want to look at an area where a lot of us probably come up short and not even be aware, amen, of this area. So the title of my message today is Holy Living is an Acceptable Response to God. Holy living is a acceptable response to God. Now, most of us in life, when we do things for people, we have a desired response. There's a response that we would like to get from people. And so the same thing when it comes to God. God have an expectation in how we are to respond to the things that he does in our life. And Luke, the 12th chapter and the 48th verse, which will be my reference text, well, one of them, and the other one will be in Luke 17, and I'm going to read about the lepers, amen, and from verse 11 to 19. But we're going to start in chapter 12, verse 48, amen. In Luke chapter 12, verse 48, it reads such, "But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to those men have committed much, of them they will ask the more." So we see here that the more we get, the more we should respond in a way that acceptable to the person that is given us. And so it says, to whom much is given, much is required. And a lot of times people don't think about that when it comes to our relationship with God. So also we want to look at the lepers, amen, in chapter 17. In chapter 17, amen, I'm going to begin reading at verse 11. We're still in Luke 17, verse 11. "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lift their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. The 14th verse read, "And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourself unto the priests. And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God." The 16th verse says, "And fell down at his feet, amen, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? The 18th verse says, "There were not found that returned to give glory to God save the stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." Sometime when God blesses us, we think that it is because we have such a great relationship with him. When it could be that God is trying to excite us about him. So if we think that some people, that when we think about some people who have really, really sold out to God, still have financial challenges or other challenges. So I don't think it's a good practice to measure, amen, glory to God, or to equate material blessings as a measuring stick to determine our relationship with God. Amen. And so what we should do is we should look at the blessings of God as a means for God to get us focused on him or to draw us nigh to him. Amen. Blessings are not always because we're living the best or have the best relationship with God as much as God inspiring us and motivating us to pursue a more greater relationship with him. Hallelujah. You know, in life, we say that people do things for different motives, but we don't think about what God's motive is in him doing things in our life. We don't think about God's motive. God has a motive. So a lot of times when people do things, it's like, you know, good especially, it's like, why are they doing that? What's their alternative motive? What they're thinking about? What are they going to want from me? And so forth and so on. But yet we can look at the goodness of God and have no thoughts whatsoever. What is God requiring of me? Why do God do this? Why have he done this? Amen. And so we should go beyond the fact that people has done things and try to see what, amen, and the purpose in which they've done it. So what causes them what caused them and the purpose for which they're doing it, amen, is something that we should be looking at so that we can respond properly, amen, to everything that everyone does. A lot of times our response is not the proper response simply because we don't know the truth behind the motive, amen, or the motive behind why a person is doing what they're doing. I encourage you today, and I beg you today, look at God's motive for why he's doing what he's doing in your life, amen, and let us respond the way that God would want us to respond. Let us look, if you will, at those 10 lepers. It says that one, once he saw that God was healing him, the Bible says that he got up, amen, or he turned around and went back to the healer. Amen. He went back to the one that gave him the gift. He saw that he received the gift of healing, and he went back to the giver. A lot of us, amen, glory to God, God blesses us, and we continue. We think that, like the 9 lepers, just go on about our business and do whatever, but we don't always return, amen, and say, Lord, why did you give me this? Why did you give me that? Why did you give me the other? Amen. And so we will not respond properly. Amen. Today, let us reflect on our relationship with God. Amen. And see, amen, what God would desire of us. What is the appropriate response that our life should invoke in light of God's goodness towards us? What should be the appropriate response? Amen. Hallelujah. The scripture reminds us that we just read in Luke the 12th chapter, amen, for unto whomsoever much is given of him, much be required. Now, it's essential that we understand the importance of our response to the blessings we receive and how we should live in accordance with God's call for our life. Amen. And so we need to look at the fact that when you and I are pursuing a holy life, there's no other response, I believe, that we can give God by the life that we live based on him blessing us. The Bible tells us about the greatest gift that God gave us. And in John, the 3rd chapter, 16th verse, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Meaning, I believe that there is a response that God have for the mankind when he sent his only begotten son. It says the response is that we are to believe in him. If we believe in Jesus Christ, accept him as our Lord and Savior, amen, then we will have eternal life. Amen. So, what are you doing with God's greatest gift, his son? What is your response? How are you responding? Some of us say that we are Christians, but how are we responding the way God wants us to respond? Some of us said that we are born again, but are we responding like Christians supposed to respond in light of what God has done in our life? What is our response? Amen. So then when we look at the lepers, amen, we see an example of various responses to divine intervention. Amen. 10 men afflicted with leprosy cried out to Jesus for mercy. Upon receiving their healing, only one, a Samaritan no less, returned to give glory to God. It raises an important question about how we respond to God. Why did 9 lepers forget to express their gratitude? And what can we learn from their oversight? Hallelujah. As I said earlier, how are you responding to the greatest gift that God has given to us? First and foremost, we must recognize that blessings are not mere gifts that elevate our status, our wealth. God is not into elevating our status. He's into lifting up his name. So blessings from God are opportunities for us to deepen our relationship with him. Amen. We often measure our walk with God by material possessions. Amen. And that is a trick of the devil, because the more you receive from God, the more closer you and I should be walking with him. Amen. Hallelujah. What we do is forget that true wealth lies in our spiritual intimacy with the Father. So, the leper's healing symbolizes more than physical restoration for us. What it does is it signifies a call to return to the source of our blessings, God himself. So then when you and I receive blessings from the Lord, whatever they be, big or small, just know that God is not doing that because you have this great relationship relationship with them. He is doing this so that you can have a great relationship with him. Because what he's doing is he's taking away some of the distractions. Some of us, amen, we may have financial situations and God bless us financially. And what we're going to do, we're going to brag about God blessing us instead of looking at it from this view. Lord, you know, I've been trying to pursue getting my finances in order, and it's been taking a lot of time that I want to spend with you. I see, Lord, now that you blessed me financially, that time that I was using to try to pursue my finances and get my finances in order and help my finances, Lord, now I got more time for you. I got more time to draw nigh into you. Amen. So basically what I'm trying to show you is that when you and I pursue a holy life, holy living is the appropriate or the acceptable response that you and I can give for whatever God give us. He said, be ye holy for I am holy. A lot of times I believe people read that and it's just a reading. It's not like it's a command. It's not just a command, but it's a very serious command that God say, be ye holy for I am holy. I shared in times past how that a lot of people think they're going to heaven because they asked Jesus to save them. Amen. God wanted us to know, he let me know that only holy people is in heaven. This is why he said, be holy for I am holy. If you want to know how to respond to all the blessings that God has given you over the years and over time and going forward, amen, pursue a life of holiness. Pursue holy living. Amen. Hallelujah. So for a lot of us, a lot of time we have the same attitude that the nine leopards had. Amen. Once we receive what we ask for, perhaps we ask for a job. We may ask for healing. We may ask for restoration. We may ask for different things. Amen. Hallelujah. Once we receive these things, just like the nine leopards, we go about our life without acknowledging the one who provided it. And not only acknowledging the one who provided, why did he bless me with this? What was his desired response for me? What did he want from me? Hallelujah. And so holy living begins with an understanding that every good, amen, every good gift is an opportunity to glorify God. Every good gift that God sent us is an opportunity for us to be reminded and acknowledge that God is God, that God is alive, that God is at work in our life. And I need you to know what comes with that acknowledgement. Once you and I, glory to God, get an acknowledgement that God has blessed us, God tells us in his word, too much is giving, much is required. The more you and I acknowledge that God blesses us, the more we must acknowledge that God requires us to live holy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. James tells us that every good and perfect gift, amen, every good gift and every perfect gift come from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variation, neither shadow or turning. Basically what this said, that these gifts come and God doesn't change just because you and I change, amen, just because you and I don't acknowledge him, just because we don't respond the right way. God is going to stay the same. Hallelujah. However, he still expects a response. Just because you didn't respond right the first time, it doesn't mean that God is not going to stop trying to draw your attention. God is not going to stop trying to show you that he is good. He's not going to stop trying to show you that every good and perfect gift. And this is why I say you cannot measure your relationship with God on how much he bless you, because God doesn't change. He's still going to bless us whether we acknowledge him properly or not. However, I say unto you, it is more better, amen, that we respond with a holy life, a response that's acceptable and appropriate to God. Hallelujah. So this parable also teaches us about the risk of complacency. It is easy to become complacent. Amen. The nine lepers having experienced a miraculous healing. Now, this is something they've been wanting for a long time and didn't know how to get it. Amen. They failed to recognize the importance of having a grateful heart. A lot of times we are not grateful to God. God bless us when we don't show that we are grateful. Even when God uses people, God used people to do things in our life. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Shaken down ground pressed together, God will use men to give into your bosom. Amen. Hallelujah. So a lot of times we need to understand that when God uses men, that they are human. And when God uses men, we are to encourage them in whatsoever way God show us to encourage them so that God can continue to use them to give into your bosom and the bosom of other people. Amen. So then we must have a grateful heart. Sometimes we can fall into the trap of taking God's blessings for granted. And a lot of us just kind of feel that way at times. We feel like, well, just because I'm a Christian, all of these blessings are supposed to come. It is not because I'm supposed to respond to God in every way and every situation that God has blessed me in. He desires a response. So when life is good, we can become complacent. And what happened is we forget that our holy living is the response that God wants. Amen. And he, because of what he's done, he wants us to pursue a holy life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when Jesus, he asked, he said, were there not 10 cleansed? Hallelujah. But where are the 9? His question bear weight on our heart today. Are we merely living in the light of our blessings? Are we actively engaging with the giver who give those blessings? Are we just excited about God blessing us with a home, a car, a job, or whatever, amen, friends or whatever? Are we actively engaged with the giver? See, living a life of holiness means that we intentionally acknowledge God's work in our lives. Amen. And what happened is we respond with a lifestyle of gratitude and worship. A lifestyle of gratitude and worship is a lifestyle of living holy. Hallelujah. So then, the acceptable response that God would have, as I said earlier, is living holy. So when we return to the story of the 10 lepers, what we see is that one leper recognized the significance of his healing, and he turned back to Jesus. The Bible says, glorifying God with a loud voice, fell at his feet and gave thanks. Now, this posture of humility, he was humbled by what God has done. How many of us have a humble understanding, or we are humbled by God's blessings, instead of us getting arrogant, instead of us being boastful and braggadocious? We should be humbled before God. Hallelujah. And this humility, it will show that we understand that it represents a heart, amen, that understand the depths of deliverance and will always respond appropriately. When you and I respond humbly, we will respond wholly. Hallelujah. Whenever I humble myself before God, I will respond to God in a way that's always going to be acceptable to him. Amen. So as we pursue holy living, our response to God's grace should mirror that of the Samaritan. We should imitate what the Samaritan did, or we should do like the Samaritan did. Amen. When we receive blessings, be they small or be they great, amen, our instinct should be to return to God, seeking a deeper relationship with him. Hallelujah. True gratitude is the mark, or is marked not just by words, but also by our actions. Amen. So what we do is we live out our life, or we live out our thanksgiving. We live out our worship through obedience. We live it out through our service. We live it out with a commitment to build our relationship with him. So the response today, amen, glory to God, for all that God is doing is to pursue a holy life. And now we've been talking about holy living, and we've been talking about holy living, glory to God, hallelujah. What is your response going to be? Hallelujah. When someone does something nice, some of us thank people and some of us are very complacent. Well, they should have done it anyway. You know what I'm saying? And we, as Christians, let's not get to the place to where we are not thankful to God for everything, small and great. Let us be thankful. And to be thankful is we are going to respond in a way that is appropriate to him. And the way that's acceptable to God is a life. And the life that's acceptable to God is a holy life. life. Hallelujah. Where we are pursuing holiness in the sight of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says without holiness, no man will see the Lord. And if you and I thinking that we are going to go to heaven just by just talking about how God blesses us. Remember now, we saw in James that he says that he blesses us and he has no shadow of a turning, no variation. And meaning that basically this, our response, our lack of response is not going to stop God from still doing things in our life, amen, to draw us closer to him. Hallelujah. It's not going to stop him. He doesn't change. So it's just like, glory to God, you and I can do something, amen, to a person, and you say to yourself, you know, I know that wasn't right, but they didn't change. They still love me the same way. They still treat me the same. But I know that I don't deserve, amen, glory to God, what, amen, they are continually doing for me, even though I'm not showing the proper, or responding the proper way of showing a heart of gratitude, a heart of being humbled, amen, by their giving. Amen. Hallelujah. So, in closing, let us heed to the wisdom of Luke, the 12th chapter, and the verse 43, where it says, we are to recognize that with the blessings we receive come a responsibility to respond to him in holiness. I need you to know, if you don't know how to respond, you have Holy Spirit. You ask Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I thank God for what he's done. Holy Spirit, you are also a gift from God to help me to respond right. Holy Spirit, help me to respond right in the name of Jesus. I want to respond in such a way that God is glorified in my life. God is glorified in the earth. And other men come to know him because of my response to him. Hallelujah. So let us, glory to God, as much as lies within us, glory to God, let us recognize that with the blessings we receive, come a responsibility to respond with a life of holiness. God does not bless us merely for our benefit. I've learned over the years that God does nothing directly for me. No matter how he do things in my life, it's the sign, amen, to give him glory and others to see that he is God. Hallelujah. He blesses us to draw us closer to him, amen, to produce within us a heart that seek after him, amen. Amen. Glory to God, and manifest his love to other people. What God does is he blesses us so our love with him, our relationship with him grows, and then our relationship, our patience, our long-suffering with mankind so that they can come to know him, it also grows. So then God blesses us for us to be blessed because of our relationship with him, and he blesses us so that other people can see what he's doing in our life and want to come to know him, so that they can experience what we are experiencing. May we strive to be like the one leopard who turned back. Let us remember the one leopard who turned back, glorifying God and living a life that speaks to our gratitude towards him. It speaks to our commitment to live holy. Amen. So let us not merely enjoy the gifts that honor that God give, but let us honor him by pursuing a life of holiness. Amen. We want to return to God in worship. We want to return to him in worship. We want to return to him in an attitude of gratitude. Let us remember that too much is given, much is required. So you look around, you see how blessed you are, and what you need to do is, am I responding to God based on God blessing me? Am I responding to God based on him blessing me? Too much is given, much is required. God has given a lot of us much, and we've given him very little. So let us do the one thing that we can know for surety that God desires. Ask Holy Spirit to help us pursue a holy life. Remember, holy living is an acceptable response to God. Throughout life, people do things desiring that we respond a particular way. And a lot of times we don't know how to respond. But I can assure you this, if you want to respond to God an acceptable way, what you need to do is allow Holy Spirit to order our thoughts and our steps so that we can live the life that's pleasing to God. God has given us his Son. so that we can be saved. He's given us His Holy Spirit to maintain that salvation in us. So if we are going to respond to these two gifts, one, to salvation, and two, to the ability to maintain this salvation, then what we are going to do is we're going to ask Holy Spirit to help us to be holy, because God say, be ye holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. So what's the acceptable gift? What's the acceptable response is what? Living holy. All of us, when we do things for people, there's something that we require. If they don't respond right, we'll be like, you know what? All that I've done, and this is what I get in return. Hallelujah. Let us not have God say that about us. Let us not say, have God say, all I've done for Calvin and whatever your name is, all I've done for him, this is what he's done. This is how he's responded. I don't see holy living in his life. And that is what I want. He can talk about me to everybody. He can talk about me to this one. He can say this. He can say how much he loved me. He can say how much he care about me and all of these other things. If he don't pursue a life of holiness, he is not responding in a way that's acceptable. If you and I are not going to live a holy life, we need to know that whatever we are saying about God, whatever we are trying to do to glorify him, it doesn't count unless we put a life with our words. In Jesus' name, amen.